every morning. I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 3 through verse 6, in the New International Version. The text says, "He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch.' Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.' When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break." The word of the Lord. All night and nothing. Hurricane Ida has wreaked havoc across this country, from floods and wind damage in the Gulf region to tornadoes, flooding, and destruction in the Northeast. So many communities have been impacted by Ida. Lives have been lost. Persons drowned in basement apartments in the North, having been caught off guard by the flooding during the night. When Hurricane Ida hit the Gulf as a Category 4 hurricane, most of us were asleep. Ida hit land. Ida churned during the night and brought destruction. It wasn't until the next morning that we saw the huge swath of destruction. It wasn't until some of us saw the footage from the governor of Louisiana in the helicopter perusing his state. Whole communities were flooded. Electrical power was cut off, and it's still off in many places. And Ida churned all night, and in the morning, in certain places, she left nothing. Nothing but devastation and death. When everything you have and the life you've always known is taken away, it's shocking. It's numbing. And it's hard to wrap your mind around it. So we pray for our neighbors in the Gulf and across this country. I know many of you have family in those areas, and you were in touch with your family, worrying about them. Ida churned all night, and for many, left nothing salvageable in the morning. Sometimes it isn't a natural disaster that leaves you with nothing. Sometimes it isn't a tragedy that leaves you with nothing. Sometimes your own efforts leave you with nothing. Sometimes you put in the time, you put in the work, and you have nothing to show for it. As I reflected upon all that has been taken from people in this past week, this text came to me again. Listen again to a portion of the text. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." Simon, his brother Andrew, James, and his brother John are experienced fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. And for them, fishing isn't a hobby, it's a livelihood. They fish to provide for their families. And according to the text, Simon and the men have fished all night with no results. When you fish as a hobby and you catch nothing, you can still have a good time. But when you fish for a living and catch nothing, it's a different situation. And Simon and the men fish all night and catch nothing. And then Jesus shows up and gets on the boat. Let's look at the text more closely. First thing that I want us to notice is the presence of Jesus on this boat. The Bible says he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. This appears to be a random encounter that Jesus shows up at the shore and Simon is there with his boat and Jesus gets on the boat, but it isn't a random encounter. It's not surprising that Jesus gets into Simon's boat because in Luke chapter 4, the Bible tells us that Jesus heals Simon's mother-in-law. So he's already been to Simon's home. He's healed his mother-in-law. Jesus has already had an encounter with Simon. So he goes down by the seashore, decides he wants to do something different with his sermon that day. He sees Simon, and then because he sees Simon, said, let me get into your boat. It's also interesting that Jesus uses a boat as a venue for teaching and preaching. He gets into Simon's boat, sits down, and begins to teach the people, and the boat becomes a platform for ministry. I like that part, especially as we go through this pandemic. We're back in person now. We've only been back for a month, but we don't know what the next month will bring, do we? And we've been accustomed to virtual worship for some time now. We don't know what shift we'll have to make. It's interesting that Jesus uses a boat for a platform, which lets us know he can use any place, any venue for a platform for ministry and for the teaching of the word. And Simon and the other men in this boat get to see Jesus as he teaches about the kingdom of God. What a scene. Jesus in a boat on the sea teaching about the kingdom of God. Every place isn't a sanctuary, but every place can become a sanctuary. We learned that all over these past few months. We weren't able to get into the sanctuary. Good to see you, Sister Peggy Woodard. I didn't know you were here. Good to see you. In the place, in the house. Every place isn't a sanctuary, but you can create a sanctuary in your living room. You can create a sanctuary in your family room. You can create a sanctuary wherever you are, and God is there. It's a sanctuary. Jesus gets on the boat of a fisherman, and Jesus catches these men right after a long night of toil on the water. If you've worked hard and come up short, it's good to have Jesus on the boat with you. When you put in the effort and done all that you could do and still have nothing to show for it, if Jesus happens to show up at just the right time, it's good to have Jesus with you. A few years ago, Sister Freeman and I got on a pontoon boat on the Sea of Cortez off the coast of the Baja Peninsula. And that little boat was going up and down on the ocean, and we had on life jackets and we were holding on for dear life. It's one of those situations where it looks good from the shore, but once you set out in the water, you say, oh ho, I made a big mistake. And the man steering the boat was busy pointing out the sights and telling us about the fish. But I saw these fins sticking up out of the water. I didn't know if it was a dolphin. I didn't know if it was a shark. But I don't know which it was, but I kept saying, Lord, get us back to land safely. We didn't see Jesus on our boat that day, but we called on him several times to get back to the shore. The presence of Jesus makes all the difference in the world. Another point in the story, not only the presence of Jesus on the boat, but Jesus' interesting interaction with Simon. The text says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. You have to think about the context for a moment. Jesus commissions Simon's boat after Simon and his crew have been out all night fishing. And you know that these men are tired, that they are physically spent. You know that they need rest after a whole night of fishing. And to make matters worse, Jesus gets on the boat and spends the time, perhaps a few more hours, teaching from the boat. So he gets on the boat and has the temerity to sit up there on the boat for a few hours with these worn out men and teach from the boat. And it is after the teaching that Jesus tells Simon, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. He doesn't get on the boat and immediately say, let's go out into the deep water. He sits and teaches first. And after all that time, then he says, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. He has a temerity to ask Simon to do more fishing. And now we begin to see there's more to this encounter than just a boat ride. This isn't on my paper. Beloved, whenever Jesus shows up in your life, whenever the presence of God, the Spirit of God manifests himself in your life, it's not just a random encounter. God has a way of showing up just when we need God to show up. And sometimes we don't even know we need God. He shows up anticipating the need that's coming down the road. And Simon's response is also interesting because he says, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down. Simon calls Jesus Master. And that word master denotes a servant-lord relationship. So he sees Jesus as Lord and he sees himself as his servant. It's a term of respect. Perhaps Jesus' healing of Simon's mother-in-law has changed things for Simon. He sees things differently than the rest of the men on the boat. I tell you, you can be in a crowd of a whole bunch of folk and they never get a word from the Lord or never recognize the presence of Jesus. But if you've had an encounter with Jesus yourself, you see things differently. You see things differently than everybody else around you when you know Jesus personally. And Simon says, Master. And then Simon starts talking about this fishing stuff. He says, we toiled all night and taken nothing. We have worked through the night. We've come up short. And Simon and his crew were standing there. And Simon said, you know, we know about fishing. And we know where to fish. And we know when to fish. And Simon speaks out of that reality. He speaks out of his reality as a fisherman experienced on the Sea of Galilee. And I'm sure that Simon and the crew, they had already cleaned their nets. So when Simon says, we've toiled all night and taken nothing, he sort of suggests that Jesus' request doesn't make sense. How dare you come up to us? You a city boy. We're from the country. We're accustomed to fishing. We know about it. You're going to tell us to go and let out our nets for a catch. We toiled all night and haven't taken anything. It doesn't make sense, and who can blame him? Because Simon's reality is what it is. Sometimes your reality is your reality. The trouble in your life is real trouble. The flood in your home is real. Your house has been knocked down. That's just your reality. That's your reality. That's what you're going through. But then Simon is also willing to obey Jesus. And he says, but because you say so, I will let down the net. That isn't a statement of faith. When he says, because you say so, I will let down the net. That's a statement of respect and deference. Simon says, we've worked hard all night, but I'm going to defer to you. We've done all that we could do, but I'm going to defer to you. You just came from my mother-in-law's house. And you brought my mother-in-law back to wholeness. We're going to defer to you. Simon is willing to indulge Jesus. Willing to indulge Jesus because he respects Jesus. Simon has seen Jesus make a difference, and so Simon obeys. There's a lesson here. And the lesson is, we've got to be willing to move away from our reality to allow Jesus to do something in our lives. Sometimes you got to let go of the reality that you're holding on for dear life. Let that go. It might be real, but let it go and let Jesus speak to you. Sometimes there's a huge chasm that has to be crossed between our reality and what Jesus commands. Some of us are not blessed, not because Jesus doesn't want to bless us. He's on the boat right there with you. He's waiting to bless you, but you've got to get from where you are to where he is and let go of your reality and listen to Jesus. I can imagine the frustration and the pain of folk that folk are experiencing in the wake of Hurricane Ida. Many of them have lost everything. As I said, still without power, without air conditioning. It's hot in the South. That's their reality. You can't call them on the phone and you tell them on the phone when you call them, well, you can always replace things, but you can't replace a life. So just be happy you got your life. They know that. But their house is not down. Come on, somebody. I don't know if you've ever had your house flooded. I've had mine flooded and lost everything that I had in the house. I've had that happen before. You've got to rebuild. You've got to clean out. You've got to disinfect. And it takes money. It takes time. It takes effort to do all that stuff. Sometimes if you've gone through it once, and it happens again, you don't feel the energy to try to do it again. You start saying to yourself, I don't know if I can do this one more time. I know I did it when I was younger, but I'm older now. I don't know if I can take it one more time. Sometimes, beloved, you gotta let go of your reality. Let go of where you are and say, I'm going to take these worn out tools from Rudyard Kipling. I'm going to take these worn out tools and stoop down and start all over again and build again. I'm almost done. I'm trying to get out of here. I got something to do. This isn't on my paper. Sometimes you just got to let go and do whatever you can do. My godfather didn't know my paper, and if I don't get the rest of it, I'll toss it to you another time. The godfather got sick, you know, right after my sister-in-law died, and we were headed to Florida. Got a call, my godfather's sick and in the hospital, real seriously ill. My kids were upset, and my godparents were like grandparents, and I was upset. And I was praying, Lord, don't take care of him. Take care of him. Don't let anything happen to him. And thankfully, he recovered and got out of the hospital and was all right. Because I just felt it was too much piling on. One, with the sister-in-law dying, their aunt, and then my godfather getting sick. You know, sometimes life just piles on. But some of us in here today are here to tell you we've been through the storm. And we've seen life pile on us. We've gone from one death to another death, from one illness to another illness. And we thought we weren't going to aim to make it. But God took us from that reality. And God gave us the strength to hold on and move on ahead. And so Simon listens to Jesus. And finally he gets a glimpse of Jesus' power. The Bible says that he said, let down. He said, but because you say it, we'll do it. Simon says, I'll obey ya. He leaves the shallows. Jesus said, go out to the, he leaves the shallows for the deep. Well, sometimes you got to get out of the shallows. Sometimes you got to take a risk and do what Jesus commands. Sometimes you stay in the shallows all the time, too afraid to try something new, too afraid to go to another place, too afraid to move. You won't get your blessing. Get out of the shallows and go into the deep water and let God bless you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Don't let somebody tell you that you can't make it because you're black. You can't make it because you come from the east side. You can't make it because you're a woman. You can't make it. You can get out of the shallows and go into the deep water. And so Simon cast out the net one more time. The same net he had thrown out all night long. He did it one more time. He cast out the net one more time. The same net that kept coming back empty. He threw it out and he brought it back and it was empty. He threw it out and he brought it back and it was empty. But he did it one more time. Oh, and when he brought it in that time, it was filled to capacity. And they had so much fish that the boat began to reel and rock. Look at God. If you trust God, he'll show his power. If you trust God, he'll open a door for you. If you trust God, he'll make a way for you. Yes, he will. I'm done. I gotta get out of here. Invitation. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I know he's all right. Hallelujah. Songwriter said, God never fails. He abides in me. He gives me victory. He never fails. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright on a new day or night. He'll be there. He'll be there. He'll be there. God bless you. The invitation is extended. Come on, brothers. Choir sings. God never fails. To receive Jesus Christ by faith and let him get on the boat with you and be the presence of power in your life. Will you stand with me for just a moment, beloved, wherever you are, stand as we extend the invitation to Christ. Never fail. Keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk. God bless you.